Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
You doing okay? You ready to go tonight?
It's like Roy Williams used to say, it really doesn't matter how I'm doing, it matters how the guys in the short pants are doing. So that's how I feel right now. It matters how those guys on our team feel.
Didn't Roy used to take the team like over, I remember in the tournament a few years ago when they were in St. Louis, he took them all to spit off the Mississippi River Bridge or something like that?
I was there for one of those.
Yeah.
we did something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we did something like that one year when we were getting ready to play in the regional final to go in the Final Four, I think. He's a pretty superstitious guy, so I think they did it when he was at Carolina, and so it worked for him there, and then I think we did it one year in when we went to the Final Four and played New Orleans.
Kevin, I want to go back to the South Carolina game because a lot of people might have been surprised that Jermaine Beal would have been your choice, that you as the guy you wanted the ball in the hands of at the end of the game. What was your thinking there, and what were his options?
Mark, what happened was we just wanted to get the ball in Jermaine's hands and have him push it up the floor. And we spaced the floor. We had Red on one side and Shane on the other. And of course, we had AJ go to the basket. I really thought for us to score, I thought that AJ would probably tip the ball in. As crazy as that sounds, most games are won on second chance, second effort plays. And so I just told Jermaine to take the ball as far as he could take it and either get to a good shot himself or if somebody peeled off and helped, then just to find the open guy. Our goal in that situation is just to get a clean look at the goal. We're just trying to get a clean shot, and we work on it. We work on it a lot. And I tell him in practice, even if we miss, if we're working on a last second situation play, if we get a good shot, we've done really what we need to do. So what happened was we got the ball to Jermaine and their defense, there was some considerable confusion on their defense's part, and he was really never picked up. And he got to the lane, and the guy that ultimately guarded him, the first guy that guarded him was the guy guarding AJ. And he got the ball all the way to the lane before he was ever guarded by anybody. AJ's guy came over and played him, and Jermaine jumped up and made the shot. But if he had missed it, I think that AJ would have tipped it in. But the last thing that I told AJ when he left the huddle is I said, you're going to win this game on a tip-in. And of course I was trying to keep his head engaged because of his missed free throws, and he wasn't feeling very well about himself at that point.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because he had a great floor game otherwise, scored 15, pulled down 8 rebounds, had 5 assists with some really impressive passing, but at the end of the game missed 5 out of 6 free throws, and the only way you can describe it, Kevin, is sort of the basketball equivalent of the yips.
Well, he just, he missed one and then when he missed the 2-shot foul, and then all of a sudden, which doesn't happen to him very often. But in looking at his past, I've discovered that he's had games where he has just kind of a bad game from the foul line. And as good as he is, he's had bad games at the foul line for us this year. Not 1 for 6, but he's had games where he's missed, I think, 4 free throws, maybe even 5. But what happens is he shoots so many of them that his percentage stays up because he is a good foul shooter. So I think that it was just a bad day at the foul line for him. And you hope that it doesn't snowball into another game because then it could be a situation where it really does get into his head, but hopefully he'll bounce back tonight and make them. I think that he will, he just, his nerves got the best of him, and that happens. I mean, that happens particularly with young guys. That happens to him.
Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings is our guest. Well, Shane Foster, do you have to remind him to keep pulling the trigger when the shots aren't falling from 3, or does he pretty much know that
He's got the green light. I remember you got really fired up when he made the three at the end of the game off the right side. Do you have to tell him and keep encouraging him, or does he just go ahead and take them anyway?
No, he's pretty good about continuing to shoot them, and he gets all forms of encouragement from me to continue shooting. He got some particularly interesting encouragement from me the day before the game in practice. And he and AJ both. So I think that both of those guys are pretty clear on what my expectations are for their impact and their responsibility to the team as far as how they're supposed to impact the game. And I thought both of those guys were really, really good against South Carolina. And that's what we're going to need from them all season long, because the bottom line is, you know, our team is a good team. But it's a team that if those two guys don't play well, we're not going to beat very many good teams. And they both played very well. Obviously, AJ's free throws aside, they played very, very well against South Carolina, and that's what enabled us to win the game.
All right, Kevin, of course, tonight, Kentucky, the showcase game for ESPN. The atmosphere is going to be great at Memorial. How important is it, given what happened the first time you played against them, for you guys to play inside out against the Cats?
Well, I think it's critical, Mark, that we play not only inside out, but it's critical that we play well and we play physically, that we rebound the ball. They were by far the more physical team in the first game, and that's why they won the game. So it's absolutely critical that we come into the game with a very physical mindset and a very aggressive mindset, and I think that's the thing that will give us the best chance to win, and hopefully we'll play well and we can get a victory. But they're much better than we played when we played them the first time, and so we're certainly going to have our hands full.
Kevin, in the last 30 seconds here, what's the area where they've improved the most since you saw them in Lexington?
Well, Kevin, I think that a couple of things. I think that they, the transition now is we caught them in the first conference game, and they're still going through the transition of getting used to their new coach. I think that part's over. They were still trying to figure out who should be playing and what their rotation should be. I think that part they've got figured out. And I think what's going on now is that since guys are playing consistently, now what's happening is their three McDonald's All-Americans, Romel Bradley and Joe Crawford and Patterson, are just all playing very, very consistently, playing very well. And those are three guys that are averaging 17 to 18 points a game. And I don't think anybody else in the league has three guys averaging that many points. So their three main guys are really playing like frontline A players, and I think that's the difference. I think before, Bradley would have a good game, or then Patterson would have a good game, and then Crawford would have a good game, but not all three at the same time. And now what they've got is they've got their three best players all playing great at the same time.
Kevin, thank you very much, and best of luck tonight.
All right, guys, thank you.